Good morning and welcome to English Experience Podcast. Hello, Danny.
Hello.
How are you? You know Danny is one of our teachers, the best teacher ever.
Thank you. I deserve that.
Okay, sí, a todos les digo lo mismo. I say that to everyone. Okay, no, but you are an excellent teacher.
Thank you.
You know my opinion about
Thank you.
So es mi opinión sobre vos. Okay, so now let's talk about a very, very interesting issue. Are you self-confident? ¿Qué es self-confident?
Tener confianza en uno mismo.
Bien, self es a sí mismo, es un reflexivo, a sí mismo. Yo digo myself, es mi misma o mi mismo. Digo herself, ¿qué es, Dani?
Ella misma.
Ok, himself.
Él mismo.
Themselves.
Ellos mismos.
Very good. Yourself.
Vos mismo.
Yourselves, que termina ojo con S.
Ustedes mismos.
Bien, very good. Ourselves.
Nosotros mismos.
Ok, there you go. Come Ahí on. Tienen todo. Ok, are you self-confident?
Oh, that is a very interesting and also at the same time a hard question to answer.
Very hard, muy difícil de responder.
I would say I've gained self-confidence throughout the years.
Okay. How come?
Oh, we have to go personal here.
If you want.
For example, I used to be a very chubby guy.
Okay.
Chubby means gordito.
Gordito, rellenito. Okay.
Yeah, and I think that in a way affected me.
Eso lo afectó.
During a part of my life, when I was younger, mostly.
Okay, were you bullied? Sufriste bullying?
Not exactly bullying, but it's not that it was a nice experience.
No.
Mostly during primary school.
Okay, sobre todo en primaria, primary school.
Starting off in high school, it was a little bit different. But as I lost weight, we could say.
Okay, to lose weight, what is to lose weight?
Perder peso, bajar de peso.
Very good. ¿Y subir de peso?
Gain.
Gain, ok. Él usó la palabra dos veces. Mm-hmm. Dijo, I gained confidence, gané confianza, and now I lost weight, perdí peso when I was a teenager, when you were a teenager.
More or less, yeah.
Okay, cuando eras un adolescente.
And I think that my losing weight was a way of gaining a little bit more confidence.
Okay, it's interesting.
And,
was a balance. You lost weight and you gained confidence.
Yeah, totally. Which, you know, maybe it might sound a little bit shallow, superficial.
No, why not?
But maybe for someone seeing it from outside, let's say. But personally, I felt that. It's like losing a little bit of weight made me feel more comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah, of course, but it's a common issue.
Yeah.
Es una situación común.
Totally.
It's not shallow. ¿Qué es shallow?
Superficial.
Okay, shallow. I don't think it's shallow. No pienso at all. No pienso que sea shallow para nada.
Okay.
And what is the opposite of shallow?
Deep.
Deep. And I think it's a deep issue. Mm-hmm. Yo creo que es una
yeah,
cuestión
because
muy profunda.
Lots of things come into play, you know, psychological things.
Of course.
And, I took up some sports, you know, as I said before, I started running, walking, my diet a little bit.
Okay.
Those things made me feel better physically and emotionally.
Okay, lo hicieron sentir mejor física y emocionalmente. You used a phrasal verb, una frase verbal, es decir, un verbo que se compone con una frase que se compone de un verbo y una partícula, así que suele ser una preposición. Dijo to take up, porque take es tomar, agarrar. ¿Qué significa to take up?
To
I'm
take
lost,
up
estoy
means,
perdida.
Means to start a physical activity.
Very good, to start, excellent. And you started being a little bit more concerned, preocupado about your diet.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And that made you feel better. Y eso te hizo sentir mejor.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, that's good. It's good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, because the thing is the image that you have of yourself. Es la imagen de vos mismo que tenés.
And I think there are two parts to it. Your own self-image and the image other people see about you.
Your own quiere decir tu propia, de esa misma familia es owner, que ¿qué significa owner?
Dueño.
Dueño. el propietario. Mm-hmm. Your own quiere decir tu propia imagen and the image the other people have from you.
Because the way other people see you do affect you.
Yeah, of course. The way
not do affect you, I made a mistake there, does affect you.
Yeah, it affects you, for sure. La manera en que la otra gente te ve te afecta, obviously. Mm-hmm. And what you think.
Of course.
Of what and they and think I, of you. Y lo que vos pensás que ellos piensan de vos,
yeah,
okay?
And if you pay too much attention to that, it might become torture, actually.
Yeah, what is torture?
Tortura.
Yeah. Se puede volver una fortuna. Una fortuna, no tortura.
I wish.
Una tortura, torture. ¿Y cómo se usa torture? Volvé a usarla, Dani. Say it again.
That the way other people see you, or the way you think they see you, might become a torture.
Se puede convertir, become a torture. ¿Eh? Se puede convertir en una tortura. Excellent. Well, and for example, if you are lost in the middle of a town, a new town for you or a city, what do you do? Do you ask another people? Do you ask for directions, or do you prefer to manage by yourself, to manejarte solo?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, if I'm lost in the middle of an unknown town, I would try to use technology in my favor.
Okay.
But if I'm having
trouble, you don't have. Wi-Fi, you don't have...
Forget, we are going to
you
do it
the old
way.
You don't have 4G, no tenés 4G, you are lost.
You do I would do the old way, asking
okay.
people...
The old way, ¿qué significa?
De cómo se hacía antes.
A la antigua.
Exactly.
To ask for directions.
Of course, asking some people that are walking by, could you tell me where, for example, if I need to go to the bank, let's suppose the silliest of examples...
No problem about that. There are some I know people that they don't do that because they are so shy, for example.
No.
Shy and timid.
I wouldn't panic in that situation.
Okay, no panic. No. And what makes you panic? ¿Qué situación te hace, te provoca pánico? Panic.
To me, as an adult, not a situation per
as
se.
As an adult, como adulto, no.
Not a situation per se, but maybe an insect is what makes me panic.
An insect?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Especially spiders.
You are afraid of spiders.
Yeah,
me
I don't
too.
Like them. Especially the big and hairy ones.
Big and hairy. Spider kiss.
Arañas.
Acuérdense de Spider-Man. Okay.
Yeah.
And hairy kiss hair.
Pelo.
Y hairy es peluda. Oh
exactly.
My god,
so,
it's hairy.
Araña grande
es peluda. Oh,
you can imagine.
No way.
I hate those.
No way, I hate
I would
that.
Freeze.
Yeah, you know that once I found a very big and hairy white spider. It was like, I don't know, it at home. It's like very,
white.
Very big, very big. I killed it.
Oh my god.
Yes.
You know, I hate
sorry,
them.
Sorry, ecology, sorry. Perdónenme, ecología, planet, sorry.
I
I'm
hate
sorry.
Them, but I don't think I would kill them.
No, but she was going to kill me. She was going to kill me.
It was about to bite
it was,
you.
It was kill or die. Era matar o morir. Kill or
survival
die.
Survival of the fittest.
Yes, survival. Kill or die. Okay, so that... makes you panic. Okay, it's good to know.
Yeah.
It's good to know. For example, how do you relate to someone you meet in a lift or elevator? Lift or elevator es ascensor.
Mm-hmm.
Lift, acuérdense de lifting, es levantar. Okay, lift or elevator?
You walk into the lift or the elevator, and you mean if I say hello to someone?
Hello, or if you speak, or if you made a small talk, una pequeña conversación de ascensor.
I would just say hello, and maybe if I don't know, if the environment is good for talking, maybe I would have a small talk, but it also depends on the other person. Not
yeah, of course.
Me.
It depends on the other person. Quiere decir, depende de la otra persona.
You know, in the mood, on the mood they're in, you know.
Yeah, en el humor que tienen. Y yo le dije, I mentioned if he had a small talk. Si él tenía una conversación. Small talk es la conversación sin importancia.
Chit-chat,
about weather, chit-chat. Mm-hmm. Chit-chat, for example. Sobre el tiempo, or about, I don't know, the building or something like that. Not very important. No, an important conversation.
Of course, it's not that I would have a colloquy with that person.
No, let's talk about philosophy. Let's talk about Shakespeare.
Let's talk about Plato.
Okay, what about when you first meet a new group?
Uh-huh.
You are join a sumarse to a group that is new for you, but they know each other. Pero ellos sí se conocen, but for you it's new.
Established group.
Yeah.
I think like I would do what pretty much everyone normally does. I would try to mesh with them.
And what is the meaning of what you're saying?
Mesh sería como relacionarme.
Very good. To link.
Exacto.
De ahí viene la palabra link. Hace clic en el link, decimos nosotros. Todo es inglés, ok. Hace cliquear en el link, en el vínculo.
To generate certain bonds.
Ok, bonds. Ahí tenemos un montón de synonyms. Ok, very good. Excellent. So, you are good at it. Sos bueno en eso. Bonding.
I wouldn't say I'm the best, but I think I'm average, actually.
Okay, average es el promedio, okay, so he can do it, lo puede hacer. For example, I'm a very sociable person, but when it comes to joining a new group and they know each other, it's a little bit hard for me. I'm a little bit shy, soy un poco tímida.
Yeah, but of course, everything comes down to how that group receives you as well.
Yeah, también depende cómo te reciben. Of course it is. Here, one of our teachers said, you are a big liar, que yo soy mentirosa, but no, I'm very shy. I can assure you, les puedo asegurar.
Don't believe her.
Okay, well, let's recap.
Okay.
Today we have learned lots of expressions and words. For example, you said, as an adult.
As an adult or adult, como adulto.
Como adulto, very good. As es como, okay. Insect, you know, insects.
Oh, yeah,
spiders.
I hate them.
Arañas, okay. Paula, another of our teacher, she panics when she sees a spider and she really freezes. Se frisa, se queda congelada, freezes. What is the expression to kill or die?
To kill or die, matar o morir.
Yes,
it's
matar.
Like a very extreme situation.
Yes, of course, with the spider.
Cuando te ataca una araña blanca.
Yes, the white spider. What about the concept of lift? What is the meaning of lift?
Lift as a verb, it's to take up, let's say.
Okay, something up, but as a noun, como
as
un sustantivo.
As a noun sería ascensor.
Very good. Y también lo decimos?
Elevator, though that is the more American.
American,
way.
But it's okay. Yeah. It's English, the same. And what about small talk? You used a synonym. ¿Vos usaste un synonym?
Chit-chat.
Chit-chat,
sería cosas triviales, sí. Hablar de cosas triviales, del tiempo.
Making a small conversation,
exacto.
Okay. Join, what is to join?
Unirse.
Bien, very good. Join us, unítenos, vení, sumate, decimos nosotros. What is average?
Average means un promedio.
Very good. And what about, you use this expression, established group. What is that?
Un grupo establecido que ya se conocen entre ellos.
Ya está armado, they already know each other. What is to mash, to link, or to bond?
Mash, sería como generar vínculos.
Okay, very good. So you have learned a lot of words today. So, see you next episode, and
okay.
We are very glad that you are our followers. Goodbye.
Okay.